but he who does actually strive to do the deed, who knows the great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause.
He spent many days walking through the glen, thinking, and if you had passed by his house any hour of the night, you'd have seen the candles lit, and Mr. Forsyth sitting in his chair.
If his brain was made of electricity, he'd be a walking blackout. He's got a few roos loose in the top paddock. He's so tight he wouldn't shout if a shark bit him.
Even if the voices aren't real, they have some pretty good ideas.
First things first, but not necessarily in that order.
It's funny, isn't it, Moss? You and I have such totally different beliefs. And yet, somewhere in the back of our minds, we both believe that.
Yeah, I'm gonna need an Adam and Eve on a raft and moo juice, blowout patches, hold the axle grease, bowl of baled hay, and sweep the kitchen.